Sievertson Gallery in Grand Marais hosts Do You Raku Saturday, October 4th. Joining us now by phone is the general manager of Sievertson's Gallery, CJ Heidoff. Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. So first off, we got the pronunciation down. What exactly is Raku?
Well, Raku is a kind of firing for pottery or ceramics that's really dramatic. So they take a bowl that has already been bisque fired. So by that, the clay is hardened. The inside of the bowl has already been glazed by Richard and Karen, and they put it into a kiln after somebody has painted on the glaze. And they leave it in there for several minutes, half an hour, I don't know, depends on the intensity of the heat. And then when they open up the kiln, the bowls are glowing. They're absolutely glowing with heat. They take that, put it into a pan that has wood shavings, and as soon as the glowing bowl hits that, it bursts into flame. They cover that up quickly with a pail so that the oxygen is used up very quickly, and it's carbon from the smoke of the burning wood, and that will change the colorants in the glazes. It'll change the texture on the outside of the bowls because it crackles and all the carbon seeps in, so you get those really beautiful black lines. And then when it's done in that process, they take it out and they submerge it in cold water, which further crackles the glaze. And when it's done, you have a tea bowl that's blackened, and the customer can scrub it up with their little soft scrub and a scrubby, and what they end up with is beautiful and oftentimes totally unpredictable bowl that they can take home for, I think that it's $20 for the experience and the tea bowl.
This is a participatory event that'll be happening this Saturday at the gallery, is that right?
Exactly. Starts at 10 o'clock, goes until 3, or until they've run out of bowls. They usually bring several dozen up, and there's no pre-registration. You can't, come and say, I want an oblong bowl or any of that sort of thing. You just show up. And Karen, one of the dynamic duo, she'll take you through the glazing process. She'll show you, you know, which glaze you want to pick, if you want this red color or a copper color or a green color. And then you paint it on and you hope for the best, because you never do quite know what you're going to end up with, but it's always, always beautiful. It's just amazing.
About how long does it take to go through the whole process, do you know?
Well, depending on how many bowls are waiting to get into the kiln, sometimes it can take a few hours. So oftentimes people will come and glaze, which takes, I don't know, probably a half an hour. And then you get your bowl lined up to get into the kiln. And I would say sometimes you have to wait an hour or two before your bowl is done. And then the scrubbing part, so maybe 3 hours, but a lot of times you can leave and come back because your bowl will have a number on the bottom and you'll be able to find it back in the ones that are done.
Okay. If you wanted to just show up, hang out, and watch, that would be all right to do too?
Oh, absolutely. Lots of people do that. They bring their cameras because it's such a dynamic process, you know, the opening of the kiln always brings the oohs and the ahs because everything is a glow in there. Then when the bowls are put into the wood shavings, it's this big combustion of smoke and flame. So that's pretty dramatic too. So bring your camera. Absolutely. It would be fun.
Okay. Can you talk just a little bit about the artists that are going to be there?
Yes. Richard Gruchala and Karen Rossetti are a husband and wife team. They live in Duluth. Richard's been doing pottery, making his living at pottery for well over 30 years. And Karen she got her BFA from UMD, probably in 1990 or so. She has a background in fiber and art history, but she joined Richard in the studio probably, I don't know, 13, 14 years ago. And so they each do their own thing. A lot of their pottery is very unique and really intense, bright colors, textures. Sometimes they'll add this really interesting copper wire to their pottery, but it's all vessel form. So the objects that they make are or look like something that is used to hold something, a vase, a basket, a pot, or whatever. And They are both recipients or past recipients of a McKnight Fellowship Award granted to the Arrowhead Regional Art Council of Minnesota. So these guys are amazing. We're just really, really lucky to have them coming to Seabrookson Gallery this weekend. This has been going on, actually, for well over 10 years. I tried to figure out when the first year was that we did it, and I got back as far as 2003, and then I couldn't find any more information. But I know we've been doing it even longer than that.
Okay, sounds very good. So have you tried this?
Oh, my gosh, yes, I love it. I sometimes do something, you know, and I'm anticipating getting one result. I get something totally different but like it even better. I mean, you can get as detailed as trying to draw little scenes on there with the glazes, or you can just go for swaths of color. It's just, it's really, really, really fun. And the neat thing is that you end up at the end of the day with this tea bowl that you can actually use. You can drink out of it. It's you can put pennies in it or jewelry in it, whatever. It's really fun.
Excellent. Some functional art. Well, we are talking with C.J. Heidoff of Seabrookson Gallery. Do You Raku is Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. More information is available from the gallery at 387-2491. Anything else, C.J.?
No, just show up at 10 o'clock, bring your camera, and you may decide you're going to be an observer, but I'll bet you that you become a participant.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, CJ.
Yes, thanks for having me.